It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Time to talk Mother's Day Mile again. I can't believe Mother's Day is this Sunday.
Yes, it is.
Unbelievable. Julie Olson is the executive director of the Advocate Safe House Project. Sarah Buckley is the, outreach coordinator?
Community education advocate.
Okay. PIO, I don't know. That's a public information officer.
Oh,
it's
okay.
A government term for those of you listening that may wonder, what did he say? Sorry about that. Too many inside jokes, people tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's how it goes sometimes. Obviously, a great event been going on for how many years now, Julie?
Well, we had it from 2000 to 2016, and then we stopped.
That's right. Skipped 2017 and
18.
And so back at it now. And I have to wonder if that has something to do with the loss of Nancy Reinisch, who, of course, this was her baby for so many years.
Yes. Yeah. She was the mother of Mother's Day Mile. It was her inspiration, her idea. So that's where it was born. And so we did it for... You do the math. I think it's 18 years or 17 years.
So this would be the 18th year, I
think. Okay.
Thank you. I was going to say, it's hard enough when you know the beginning and end and it's continuous all the way through. Mm-hmm. Now you've got to subtract two from that number.
Right. Okay. Thank you. So the 18th year. And this is, you know, one last Mother's Day Mile. So this is it.
You don't plan to do it again.
No, not at all.
Wow.
Yeah. So the other thing which is interesting is, for those of you who are familiar with the Mother's Day Mile, it is not going to be like the Mother's Day Mile in the past. It is not. It is.
So it's not your mother's Mother's Day Mile. I'm sorry.
Okay. Gabe, what's up? But anyway, so no, it's not. It won't, you know, for those of you, I guess I hate to say what it's not going to be than what it is going to be. Mm. What it is, or where it's going to be this year, it's going to be at the Glenwood Springs High School track.
Okay.
So that's totally different. It is free because it's a tribute to Nancy, you know? And so we thought about it and we said, no, let's keep it for everybody to come and honor Nancy and honor their mothers. So those are two things that are huge. So, and there will be two heats. The first heat will be a quasi-timed. And by that, I mean we have a clock for you to time your time. And we'll have prizes for first through third, fastest, male and female. That's it. No age groups, et cetera. This is going to be like how it kind of was the first year. Kind of going back to our roots.
So when you say you've got a clock there, so folks are timing themselves?
Yeah.
So kind of like the clock above the lap lane.
Yes.
At the pool.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And we'll start it with the first heat. And it's a track. So it's a mile is four times around the track. And we'll ask, you know, the speedsters to be on the inside and the slower runners to be on the outside of the track. And we're asking people to use their honor, and it's an honor system, so we don't have referees, umpires, et cetera. So that's how it's going to be. It starts at 11 on Sunday, the 12th, May 12th, which in the past it always started later. And then after the first heat, then there's the second heat, which will be kind of like what we've done in the past, the fun run, the walk. And again, we'll have people who are wanting to run it to be on the inside, and walkers with strollers are okay, but no pets. The school has asked us to have no pets there. So we're honoring that, or we want to honor that as much as possible. And yeah.
You know, it's ironic. You mentioned that about the track and the fact it's four laps. It was actually yesterday, May 6th, 1954. You know where I'm going with this? Either of you?
No.
Roger Bannister broke the 4-minute mile record. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it is.
The same week, I heard you mention it's four laps around. I'm like, mile. I remember something about 4-minute mile. It was actually yesterday.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. So again, similar, like you say, kind of a throwback to the very first Mother's Day Mile back in 2000.
Yeah.
And again, it's absolutely free for people to participate because it's all in honor of Nancy Reinisch, who we lost earlier this year. And Sarah, you came on the Advocate Safe House after Nancy had she was not involved in the Mother's Day Mile anymore. Did you know Nancy? Did you ever meet her?
I got to cross paths with Nancy actually at our 30th anniversary that we had just a couple of years ago. But yeah, I did not get the chance to cross paths with her in regards to the Mother's Day Mile.
Any impressions? I mean, what did you think of her?
She was just very friendly. It was very quick. There were so many people there, and like honestly, that wanted to talk to her.
Right.
You know, for the 30th anniversary. So it was just a very quick introduction. Hello, and she was just. It was wonderful to get to meet the woman that I've just heard so much about with the agency.
Nancy had such a strong personality. It didn't matter what the subject was. She made it very clear that she felt strongly about it. She had a way of imparting that to other people. Mm-hmm. I think the Mother's Day Mile is clearly one of those ways that she was able to share that with everyone. Does that make sense, Julie?
Yeah, I do. And I think, you know, with the Mother's Day Mile, you know, we started in 2000, and at that time we expected, you know, hopefully 100 people would show up.
Yeah.
You know, we're hoping. And we had over 300. We were like, oh, my God. So, and in 2011, we got we had as many as 700 participants. The problem, and part of sometimes people I know didn't want to hear this, but the reason we stopped it, we discontinued it, was that in 2016 we had like 250. And the cost for putting on this event was not cheap, and we just had to really look at it. And part of that may have been the fact that Nancy had been the race director from 2000 until 2014. And then she had other, you know, passions as well. So the Mother's Day Mile wasn't just her only thing. She was the coach, started up the Roaring Fork Women's Triathlon team. So she was working with that. And then she also did the Cancer Walk and Talk.
Which she started.
Right.
I was going to mention
that. So she started both of those things. And so, you know, I get it. You can only be spread so thin. Mm-hmm. And then also... I know she was diagnosed with her cancer, her first bout of cancer. I'm not sure exactly, but I want to say 2007, 2008. So that may have been the time that she decided to kind of like, I need to focus on myself, which is very understandable. And also, I mean, she left our board. So she was one of our founding board members from, it started in 1987 and left our board in 2008. But she was then became a board emeritus until February this year, and now she's in memoriam. So Nancy was a mover and a shaker. If she wanted something, it was going to get done. You know.
You were mentioning, and I guess this is not too off topic because the Mother's Day Mile this year, the very last Mother's Day Mile, is in Nancy Reinisch memory. You mentioned the week she died, she actually recorded a video to be presented at her memorial, which ironically is this Saturday. And you said you couldn't tell. Just by looking at the video, you'd have no idea that she was ill.
No, well, I haven't seen the video as of yet. I will on Saturday. But if you go onto her Caring Bridge page, you would see photos of her during her last week. And this is not... This is a woman with energy. This is a woman with passion. This is a woman who knew what she wanted even up to the very end. And this is not someone that you're going to go, oh my gosh, this isn't Nancy. It was Nancy to the very end.
Do folks need to register for Sunday's event, obviously, so that you know kind of what to expect, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so while this is entirely free to everyone except for your fur babies, we do ask that you register. You can go either to our Facebook page, to the events on our Facebook page, and follow the link there, which will actually take you to our website. So you go to advocatesafehouse.org and then go into our events section, and you will see a link that will take you to registration. We ask that you pre-register by Saturday, May 11th at 6 p.m., Or you can come race day starting at 10:30 to register race day as well if needed.
Okay, so if it's a last minute thing, go ahead and show up starting around 10:30 or so, but preferably register in advance.
Preferably.
Again, that's advocatesafehouse.org and then go to events.
Yes.
I imagine the it won't take too long. You've got two heats and four trips around the track.
Yeah.
And then after that, will you have like some food or anything like that?
Yeah. So in years past, there used to be pies. And just to kind of bring things down a notch and make it a little bit simpler this year, there will be cookies.
Cookies. Cookies works. Although I was more of a Grover fan than a Cookie Monster fan. But that's just where my mind went. I'm not sure. You know. Some say, if you have to explain the joke, it's really not that funny. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and talk more about the last ever Mother's Day Mile in honor of Nancy Reinisch in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again this afternoon, talking with Sarah Buckley and Julie Olson from the Advocate Safe House. In what area do you serve? All the way from Aspen to Parachute, right?
No.
We're Garfield County.
Just Garfield County. Okay. I did not realize that. So other organizations that would serve or help folks that are in Garfield or Pitkin and Eagle counties?
Correct. You have Response in Pitkin County and Bright Futures Foundation in Eagle County.
Okay. I did not know that, or if I did, I had forgotten since the last time we chatted. So it happens.
Absolutely.
More and more frequently, actually, as time goes on. Again, this Sunday, Mother's Day is the very last, the 18th and the very last Mother's Day Mile. Again, from 2000 to 2016, something that a lot of folks came out for, really enjoyed. Took a break for a couple years. And this year, with the passing of Nancy Reinisch, who is such a driving force for this and a founding board member of Advocate Safe House Project, just seemed like a great way to honor her, to send her off.
Mm-hmm.
Did they coordinate, by the way, do you know, Julie, the Memorial Saturday with Mother's Day weekend?
I'm not 100% sure, I think.
Because it seems like an appropriate thing.
Yeah. I do know that they were looking at other dates to do the memorial, and they couldn't get the venue.
Okay.
And so, because it was at this point a little bit further out, they were able to get the venue for Saturday, which is at the Orchard in Carbondale at 2 o'clock.
And it is a public event. So anyone that knew Nancy or that would like to show their respect to the family is welcome. Again, that's 2 o'clock Saturday at the Orchard. Then if you want to show your respect for Nancy and your support for the family and an organization that she clearly thought very highly of, you can show up for the Mother's Day Mile on Sunday. Again, if you don't register in advance, you can register starting at 10:30 at Glenwood Springs High School, and then the actual racing, in quotes, starts at 11 o'clock. Again, the first heat is the quasi-timed heat, if you will, as Julie put it. Again, you're kind of responsible for your own time, and they'll have a big clock there that you can I'm guessing it'll probably be digital. It won't be the one with the big hands.
Yes.
Like
yes.
I'm picturing. Does anybody even know how to read time that way anymore? I don't know.
I do.
I often wonder that when I say it's a quarter after something, I'm thinking, okay, how many people know what a quarter after means?
Right. It's not 25.
Yeah. Right? Exactly. Right. But anyway. And you'll give awards, you said the top three finishers, the top three fastest finishers?
Yes, for male and female. So in the past, we did age groups and grandma, grandma, great grandma. But we really are simplifying it this year. In fact, we have bibs, and the bibs are really beautiful. They are something that I believe can be kept forever if you want, or just for a period of time, etc. It's a picture of Nancy on it with the date and such, and there are no numbers. And I know people are going to go, what? No numbers? And that is telling you how simple this is. This is not – I mean, if you want to keep it a race, that's fine. You can do that. But it's your responsibility, not ours. So that way we didn't need to have a lot of different specialized volunteers and or costs.
Makes sense. Talk more about the cookies.
So we are very fortunate to have a bunch of volunteers from a whole variety of arenas, from Nancy's Walk and Talk group to people connected with Advocate Safe House Project and board members and different sponsors through different avenues and events across the year that are actually going to be making cookies for the event. So we will have a lot of cookies. I think we last looked at over 50 dozen that we would have.
So I know I can't do that. Well, actually, yes, I can. That would be 600.
So,
right?
So yummy.
12 times 5 would be 60, and then add another 0.
So,
right? Am I
there
right?
Yeah,
right?
You're on there. You're good.
You got it.
Including the two of you. Will the two of you also be making some cookies?
I was going to, but I am not going to this year.
Yeah, we've had a wonderful
turnout
of people that have been wanting to do cookies, and so we're absolutely taking advantage of that.
How did that work? Was this mainly through your board members that you just put the word out, or do you have – obviously, you have a number of volunteers that man the phones. I know you've got actually a pretty decent-sized paid staff also.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just all of those folks, you just put the word out and said, hey, if anybody wants to bake some cookies for this last Mother's Day mile?
That, and then in addition to people actually reaching out to us and saying, hey, we hear this is going on. What can we do to help? And it's like, hey, we need some cookies. And so they're like, we're on board. Let's bake some cookies. So, yummy.
Awesome. And again, there's no charge. It's just a free event this Sunday. One last time to kind of send Nancy off. Is that an appropriate way to put it? Honor someone that had such a great impact on the community, not just Advocate Safe House Project and Mother's Day Mile, but someone that was so visible and active and out there.
Right. And Nancy loved this community and you know, Garfield County, but Glenwood Springs in particular. I mean, she and Paul Salmon, her husband, they raised their two boys here.
Mm-hmm. Who I understand are in medical school now.
Well, they're out of medical school.
Oh.
They're in, I believe, their residency.
Okay.
So that means, I believe, they're almost done. And they'll be here because of the service on Saturday. So there will be a lot of Salmon and Reinisch family members also at the event. So it's a great way to, as I said, to honor Nancy. And she would say even honor yourself by being active. And also honor your moms, grandmas, great-grandmas, et cetera.
And again, it's absolutely free as well. So anybody that would like to attend can. Register online if you can, advocatesafehouse.org. Just go to the events page. You can register there. And there's also the same link from the Facebook page. And that notwithstanding, show up at 10:30 on Sunday morning. And you can register on-site as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like you'll have plenty of cookies.
Yes, and we also have, I forgot, but we will have roses for moms again.
That's very cool. That's from the very early days, too.
Yes, we started roses. That was what we did. Initially, it was roses and apple pie. And so we're keeping up with the roses, thanks to Paul Salmon. And but we're not doing the pie. It just was hard. Our bakers were getting fewer and fewer, and it was difficult. Cookies are easy.
Plus, it's a lot more work. If people don't eat it, it's a lot of work that you put into it for nobody to get any good out of it. Whereas cookies, like you say, it's pretty simple to bake a bunch of cookies. And if they get eaten, great. If not, well, they'll save for a week or so.
Right.
Or
exactly.
Longer.
Right. You can always put them in the freezer and take them out when you need them.
There you go. I like that idea. Mm-hmm. And again, two different heats. So there's the quasi-timed heat.
Mm-hmm.
That's for the more competitive folks that would like to time themselves. Then there's the fun run, which has always been a part of the Mother's Day Mile.
Absolutely.
So four trips around the track or not. As many as you want.
Right.
And again, everybody that shows out this Sunday will show, I guess, the family and their, how much they appreciate all that Nancy did over the years.
Mm-hmm.
One final break. We'll come back and wrap things up in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Julie Olson and Sarah Buckley from the Advocate Safe House Project. For a number of years, one of their biggest fundraisers was the Mother's Day Mile. Decided that 2016 would be the last Mother's Day Mile, took a couple years off, and then this year with the passing of Nancy Reinisch decided, you know what, one more time, make it a free event, invite everybody out to, whether you go to the memorial on Saturday or not, you can still pay your respects in some way mm-hmm. at the Mother's Day Mile. Again, she had a number of different passions in the community. Not the least of which was the Cancer Walk and Talk group, which mm-hmm. She started at Valley View, which is still going on to this very day. Again, register in advance online, advocatesafehouse.org on the events page. And if you can't do that, show up at 10:30 Glenwood Springs High School and they'll register you in person. I know we mentioned this a couple times, but it bears mentioning again, dogs are not welcome.
Correct.
Just because the track and the football field and everything.
Yes.
And the number of people.
I mean,
there will be a lot of people there.
Yeah.
So leave the dogs at home. Make mm-hmm. sure I mention that because it's so disappointing if you bring Fido out and then realize you have to turn around and go home.
Right. Absolutely.
For you and for Fido.
Yes.
I speak from experience on that one as well. It's supposed to be a sunny day. The weather is supposed to be nice. Obviously, bring sunscreen.
Absolutely. And it's kind of funny because one of my last comments that I wrote in Nancy's Caring Bridge page was to say, Nancy, if you have any input or up there, wherever you are, with the gods, goddesses, spirits, winds, whatever, make sure it's sunny this Mother's Day, because I know people go, what? But I said the last few Mother's Days that we had the Mother's Day Mile were horrendous. We had all weathers, and I do mean sun, rain, sleet, thunder, lightning, snow.
It is Colorado.
Yes. So I was like, please, please, this last one, please make it work for us. So I want to thank Nancy for working her, whatever she's got, her clout up there. So anyway, we appreciate that.
I can almost hear her voice in my mind. I'm not sure what she would say, but I can definitely hear her responding to that in some way, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
It's, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure everyone appreciates that sentiment as well.
Yeah.
And again, when you're involved in something for so long, you do kind of leave a piece of yourself there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Regardless in what way you move on, mm-hmm. there's still a piece of you that's attached to mm-hmm. that event, mm-hmm. even if it did take a couple of years off.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I thought about this as I was driving over here, that in the past, one of the things that Nancy always tried to do is, as it got the latter years. That was to honor someone, whether it was Phyllis V for fastest, I want to say, great-grandmother over the years. And, I can think, seeing the runner. Oh, I can't think of names, but.
So she just invented prizes for folks that.
Right, because, and then we would use them as our special interest story. And it was the Bakers of the Pies one year. One year it was Mountain Valley Developmental Services, their people. I mean, so every year we had something. And sometimes it was survivors of domestic violence and children of survivors and things like that. And so I thought it was very appropriate that for the last one, we're honoring Nancy.
And speaking of which, we really haven't talked much about the Advocate Safe House Project, because typically when it's a fundraiser, obviously that's an important part of what we need to talk about. And this one is mostly about Nancy and honoring her memory mm-hmm. and an event that she put a lot of time and effort into.
Absolutely.
And helped make a huge success mm-hmm. for a number of years. But if somebody is there, obviously, the thought may be in their mind, you know what, I really appreciate this organization. Maybe they didn't know Nancy from the Advocate Safe House Project side of her personality. Mm-hmm. Maybe they knew her from some other way, and they're like, you know what, if she enjoyed supporting Advocate Safe House Project, maybe I will too. So, Sarah, give us your elevator speech for ASP.
Advocate Safe House Project, we work with survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault. We work in Garfield County to provide healthy relationships free from violence. We do that through safe housing, empowerment, advocacy, and education.
And, of course, staffing that 24-hour-a-day hotline.
Yes.
Which is available, obviously, for first responders, depending on situations that they come in contact with, as well as just anyone that may need some help or some advice.
Correct. You can reach us at 970-945-4439.
And that's the office number during the day, isn't it?
No, that is our 24-hour helpline.
Okay. And, of course, that's on the website as well. Again, 945-4439, that's the hotline. If you feel like you need some help, you maybe I've heard this so many times throughout my life, you know, because keep in mind, growing up in the 70s, I'm not sure domestic violence is what they called it, but I remember hearing about it. It was just beginning to make its way into, you know, public TV shows and that kind of thing. And it's so often that people don't even realize, particularly emotional abuse, don't even realize that that's what's going on until after the fact or even years later in some cases. And sometimes it helps to talk with a third party not involved in your situation that can give you just some advice about what you can do.
Absolutely.
Again, that phone number is 945-4439. And what is the – well, you know what? The website is probably the easiest way so that we don't get too confused. AdvocateSafeHouse.org. Again, if you'd like to register, it's absolutely free to register for the Mother's Day Mile this Sunday. Yeah, I'm sure that if you really want to make a donation on the website or on Sunday, nobody's going to turn you away. And actually, what a great way to honor Nancy's memory than maybe with, you know, a donation or two as well. But that's not necessary. Everyone is welcome to come out. Run, walk if you want. There is the first heat, which is timed-ish. And then the second heat is just for fun for everybody that wants to get out there on the track. Maybe you participated in track and field in high school and you just want to get out on the track one more time. You know, for 100 feet or so. There's a reason why I didn't play sports, but that's a
this
story.
This isn't 100 dash, you know, 100 dash. It's a mile, folks. Remember, it's a mile.
Four trips around the track. Four trips around. Mm-hmm. And again, for the timed portion for the first heat, you will have prizes, first, second, and third, men and women. Mm-hmm. So six prizes, and that's it. Anything cool that we should mention in terms of prizes?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, we're working on that. We're working on that. I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, there'll be some mementos for Mother's Day miles gone by. So,
that's
yeah.
That's kind of cool. So, yeah. as we would say, cleaning out the prize closet.
Yes, and, yes, okay. Yes. Because some of these things are really good, and I know that people would like them, and we're going to share the wealth.
All right. Again, no dogs this Sunday, so leave Fido and Fifi at home.
Yep.
And make sure you bring sunscreen because I think it's going to be an absolutely gorgeous day.
Absolutely. One other thing that I just also want to mention that we're asking people, and if they do, it's fine. If they don't, it's fine as well, is to wear something that reminds them or inspires them of Nancy. And for some of them, it might be some of the triathlon team shirt out, you know, team outfit or a shirt that they raced with Nancy, like the Ragnar series and things like that, or just what you think of her as. So,
and if you didn't know Nancy, then maybe something that reminds you of Mom.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
I think that would be second best, right?
Sure. Good. All right. Good idea.
Again, the website is advocatesafehouse.org. So when is the next fundraiser, by the way?
Well, oh.
So we actually have a fundraiser coming up, Strawberry Days weekend, June 22nd, June 23rd. Will you embrace the chase?
Embrace the chase?
Yes.
This is like one of those Super Bowl commercial teasers where you're not actually going to tell us anything. You're just going to...
It is a digital scavenger hunt, actually. Okay. So you can create a team of up to
Funny,
four.
I participate in those every single day in the course of my job. Where the hell did that penny go? I'm sorry.
So you might want to team up with Gabe on this one, but you can have a team of four. Similarly to that, you can go onto our website, advocatesafehouseproject.org, into events. You can also go to aspembracethechase.com. And that will take you to that event information.
Right. Yes, I spend all day chasing pennies and semicolons.
Yes.
And if you get that joke, then there you go. There's another inside joke you're in on. It's a programming thing. Again, advocatesafehouse.org. So the weekend, Strawberry Days weekend, the weekend of the 22nd and 23rd. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of an event like that, a digital scavenger hunt. Mm-hmm. That sounds so interesting.
You can do it from anywhere.
I like that idea. Mm-hmm. Will a knowledge of the area help, or Strawberry Days?
Nope.
Darn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nope.
It was worth
a
try.
But of the sponsors, it will.
Yeah.
Aha. Mm. All right. Well, I will start my research right now.
Okay.
AdvocateSafehouse.org is where you can learn more about that. And again, go to events for information about this Sunday's free Mother's Day Mile, as well as the digital scavenger hunt. Cool. It's kind of like, what was the game that was real popular 2-3 years ago, where kids were outside chasing the, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Maybe not exactly the same.
No, not exactly, but close. Yes. Maybe.
All right. Again, advocatesafehouse.org. Ladies, it's a pleasure. Good luck this Sunday. I will be thinking positive thoughts about good weather as well, but I don't think somehow I have the same kind of pull Nancy does.
Yeah, maybe not.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.